Hi, welcome to the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and history of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, here to bring you an hour of music by and about Django Reinhardt. About Django in the sense that his musical legacy is deep and wide from his own time through ours. So we'll be hearing both Django and guitarists the world over playing his music and a recording by one of Django's sons. Of course, listening to Django gives us a chance to enjoy again the great recordings he made in the 30s with talented Americans who were in France like Coleman Hawkins, Dickie Wells, and Benny Carter, and of course the fabulous jazz violin of his longtime partner in the quintet of the Hot Club of France, Stephan Grappelli. I Got Rhythm, the quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1935, superb, and of course the wonderful violin of Stephan Grappelli. I'm Dave Radlauer, thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new in this series on the French gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt and friends. French Alsatian gypsy guitarist Barelli Lagreen took up guitar at the age of 4 years. At the age of 13, his stunning first album was a breathtaking demonstration that he could not only copy Django note for note, but create his own original music. Lagreen subsequently went on his own way musically, but has recently returned to the music of Django in a recent CD called The Gypsy Project. It includes such Django rarities as Blues Claire. Barelli Lagreen. Thank you. LaGreen from his excellent CD called Gypsy Project. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. As I say, one of the great pleasures of listening to Django's music is the hot jazz violin of Stephan Grappelli. And Grappelli said that he and Django often played together, quote, just the two of us, because the rest of the musicians were incapable of following us. Their joint composition, My Suite, from a Hot Club Quintet session of 1938, is a perfect example.
Come on, stand by.
Out of Nowhere. I love that tune. That's a 1939 duet by Django and Grappelli, Django's longtime partner in the Hot Club. Before that, My Sweet, which, like about a third of this hour's music, was composed by Django. These were composed usually in collaboration with other musicians and certainly with the assistance of others in publishing them, since by most accounts, Django could not read or write music despite his profound native ability to create, interpret, and invent it. Still ahead, one of Django's guitar-playing sons, Hot Club-type bands from the Netherlands, Australia, and France, plus Django with the cream of 30s French jazz talent and with the Americans in Paris in the 30s like Coleman Hawkins, Benny Carter, and Dickie Wells. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm. Argentine-born guitarist Oscar Alemán was becoming a success recording in Europe about the same time that Django was. He knew Django, he played music with him, and was a pretty good guy about the whole deal, given that his career was vastly overshadowed by Django's. Alemán was proud, though, that Django befriended him. His guitar sound is only superficially similar to Django's. Unlike him, Alemán used a metal-bodied guitar and strummed with picks on his fingers. But like Django, most of his bands were small combos with lots of guitar strings, occasionally a reed or two, and hot jazz violin. In fact, the superb Swedish jazz violinist Sven Asmussen is heard on Alemán's Limehouse Blues. First, though, Alemán's brilliant 1953 rendition of Django's Daphne. Limehouse Blues, Gypsy-born guitarist Borelli Legreen from the Gypsy Project CD, Oscar Alemán from 1938, and his 1953 Argentine band, with the three violins sounding oddly like more than three, playing one of Django's better-known and frequently recorded tunes, Daphne. You're hearing the music of Django Reinhardt and Friends on the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. The term hot club today has come to refer to Django-style or gypsy-influenced guitar and jazz violin bands. However, the original quintet of the hot clubs of France was merely a recording ensemble that was put together for a series of recordings issued by a federation of jazz enthusiasts, the Hot Clubs of France. You see, there was very little jazz being recorded in France in the early 30s, and these collectors wanted to make their own recordings available to help develop interest among the record-buying public and hopefully the record companies. They inadvertently sparked worldwide interest in Django, and eventually record companies, not all of them French, began issuing French jazz. For years, much of the jazz recorded in France was really very much based in the hot club personnel, loaned out as various jam bands of Philippe Brun, Alex Combel, or Americans in France like Bill Coleman, Eddie South, or Dickie Wells. By the late 30s, the music of the Quintet of the Hot Club began to change, particularly once Grappelli was living in England. As Django's stature continued to grow, he brought in a clarinet and tenor sax, usually in the person of Hubert Rostang, or sometimes Alex Combel. Thank you. Django's Daphne by Barelli LaGreen, and inclusion of an accordion is not out of character at all when it comes to Django's music. After all, one of his first boyhood jobs was accompanying an accordion player. We also heard the Philippe Brun Jam Band, again, pretty much a thin disguise for personnel from the Hot Club, except that the violinist was a real wild man, Michel Warlop. Grappelli was there, but playing piano. And we started with Sweet Sue, the quintet of the Hot Club of France, clarinet played by Hubert Rostang. Rostang spent many years with Django through the late 40s. So after learning about Django himself, it just seemed fitting to share with you how great his influence has been. And it has been great. Both among gajo, that is, non-gypsy musicians, and a whole school of European gypsy guitar that grew up around Django and his popularity. At the Jazz Rhythm website, I've posted a number of Django-related sites. Some of them are quite extensive, with links to bands and hot clubs worldwide inspired by the unique talent of Django Reinhardt. The Jazz Rhythm website is www.jazzhot.bigstep, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Still ahead, Coleman Hawkins, Benny Carter, and Dickie Wells with Django, and one of Django's guitar-playing sons.